And we've never had sponsors come up to us or potential sponsors come up to us in the middle of the conference and say, how did you, what is going on with this text engagement thing? I want to do that next year. I don't know who's the sponsor this year, but I want it next year. You know, I want to be first in line when you guys open that up for next year. We've never had multiple companies come up and tell us that in the middle of the conference. So certainly it was getting their attention. They saw the value in it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Electrify Your Message podcast. And I'm your host, Joe Melillo. And today we're talking to the California Mortgage Bankers Association. We've been doing some conferences. They're texting for their conferences. And Dustin Hobbs is here with us to talk about the experience, but more importantly, talk about the results that we've been getting for the California Mortgage Bankers Association. So Dustin, thank you so much for joining me here.
Hey, thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. You have your own podcast too. Let's plug that right away. I'd love to tell people about that in the mortgage industry for you guys.
Yeah. So we actually do, I do a weekly podcast. It's called Connect. And we talk with our members one-on-one. They're usually about 20 or 30 minute podcast episodes. And you get to learn more about some of the CEOs and executives at some of the biggest lending companies and some of the smallest lending companies in the country.
That's great. I love it. And if you're into the mortgage business or mortgage industry, make sure to listen to the podcast. What's it called?
It's called Connect. Yeah, you can find it. It's right on our website, cmba.com. Or you can find it on any of the, wherever you podcast, you can usually find it.
Awesome. Well, so let's talk about the California Bankers or Mortgage Bankers Association. The association covers, basically represents all of the California mortgage bankers, and you guys sign them up. And what do they get as benefits of members to be a part of the organization if someone didn't know?
Yeah, sure. So membership, you can kind of place the benefits into maybe three different buckets. Advocacy, education, and connection. The advocacy work is our lobbying work we do in Sacramento representing the residential and commercial real estate finance industry before the legislature. It's a lot of education there, you can imagine. The California State Legislature is one of the few full-time legislatures in the country, so they keep us busy year-round with lots of new ideas on how to make business interesting in our state. So there's always a good opportunity for us to provide some education when some bills are heading through committee. For instance, I mean, one of the biggest issues we see is legislators, they just don't understand the mortgage industry, and not even just mortgage, they don't understand a lot of times the financial, anything in the financial industry. And they want to protect consumers, but you know, they don't realize that when they say, well, we want to make sure that, let's say, for instance, we want lenders to make a quote, good faith effort to do such and such. Well, what does that mean? And without our efforts in there to really sort of help clarify what that means before, you know, before the bill is completed, it can really have some negative effects downstream. So that's the advocacy. And we've got our education through our conferences, our webinars, and then networking through those conferences as well. And then we also do a lot of in-person networking events in a typical year. We're just starting to actually ramp those back up after COVID here. So that's what you get out of membership.
How many members do you have?
So memberships by company, we've got roughly 300 or so member companies right now. And that's everybody from some of the largest companies in the world, Wells Fargo's on the residential side. And then on the commercial side, we've got CBRE, one of the largest commercial focused companies in the world. And then we've got a lot of small to mid-size lenders. And then you've got all of the vendors of the industry, the tech firms, the law firms, the appraisal, escrow, title, and everything in between.
Tell me a little bit about when we started our relationship. You know, it was, you guys were ramping back up into a virtual conference. So we, one of our first dip of our technology kind of trying us out was using it for a virtual conference and being able to communicate with the members or the registrants who had signed up to show up to this virtual conference. What was maybe some of the challenges you were having before when we first started meeting, you know, kind of questions in your mind on how you were going to do things differently?
Sure. So, I mean, when you're in an in-person conference, it's, you know, a lot easier in some ways to communicate with the attendees during the event. I mean, you can, you know, if they're physically in a room and you've got the microphone, you can get their attention and tell them, hey, you know, next event's in half an hour, you've got a 15 minute break. So go grab something to eat, get something to drink, and then we'll see you back here in 30 minutes. That's easy to do and effective. And if they're in person, you can always, you know, you can find, if you want to find, you know, one of the leaders at a company and tell them, hey, tell all your folks, we're going to be, you know, starting the lunch earlier. You know, we're going to be, you know, running a little late. You can always relay those messages to the attendees in person. in a virtual atmosphere, we were very concerned about how are we going to keep people's attention? How are we going to let them know about upcoming events? How are we going to make sure when we had a break, like say for a lunch or a meal break or a snack break, how are we going to make sure they come back? Because we know exactly what's going on a virtual conference. They've got, get real here. They've likely got multiple screens, and they've got on one screen, they've got our conference. On the other screen, they've got wherever else they're working. And so it's just a matter of if you go into a break and it's playing house music or something on the virtual conference, how do you then, as they shift and start to, you know, catch up on email or get other work done, how do you bring them back in for the next session? So, you know, just having the ability to send them a text and have their phone sitting next to them on the computer buzz at them before the next session. I mean, I think that made a huge difference in bringing people back.
So we signed up a good amount of registrants for that virtual conference. Remind me the virtual conference again. It was
the Mortgage Innovators Conference.
The Mortgage Innovators Conference. The second thing we signed up for. So to keep the story short here for the podcast, you loved what we did for the Mortgage Innovators Conference. Absolutely. So much so that you asked us to then put together a plan for you for the first in-person conference, which was the Western Secondary Conference.
Yeah, and then, you line those both up, that one and then our Western States Pref Conference that we just had a week or so ago in Las Vegas. And both in-person conferences, both for the first time in a while. I think that the benefits that we saw, I mean, you can maybe break it down into sponsors, attendees, and for the California MBA. The sponsors, we had very little trouble selling sponsorships for the text engagement for all three events. And I tell you, I've never seen it at a conference, and I've been there, you know, this is my 16th or 17th year for some of these conferences. And we've never had sponsors come up to us or potential sponsors come up to us in the middle of the conference and say, what is going on with this text engagement thing? I want to do that next year. I don't know who's the sponsor this year, but I want it next year. You know, I want to be first in line when you guys open that up for next year. We've never had multiple companies come up and tell us that in the middle of the conference. So certainly it was getting their attention. They saw the value in it. And the companies that did sponsor, they loved it. And so it's going to be a big challenge next year trying to figure out how who gets to sponsor it, and break up the sponsorships and get a little creative there.
And that's easy. Just whoever pays the most money. That's
exactly. And for the attendees, I mean, I think that was even in person, you know, even though they've got the schedule up on the screen, they've got it on our app. You know, we heard anecdotally from several companies or several individuals who come up to us and say, I love the text engagement stuff because I don't have to think about it. I get as soon as I'm done with one session, I get buzzed and say, hey, the next session starts in 15 minutes. It tells me who the speakers are, where it's at. I don't have to even think about it. They don't have to go rifling through, you know, pages of, you know, agenda and schedule that 90% of they don't care about. They just get exactly what they want when they need it.
These are problems that all conferences have, not just your conference. And by no means for our listeners did we suggest that the California Mortgage Bankers Association replace what they were doing with our texting. We don't really want to be replacing things. We want to be adding to the value. And so what K-Launch suggested, and just for our listeners' sake, because obviously, Dustin, you know, we lived it. The plan consisted of multiple text messages to the group of registrants for different reasons. So they would be segmented into different groups and sent different messages for different updates, like Dustin just mentioned, different events or speakers or details that maybe they are just missing because everything else is so, you know, you're there in person, so it's kind of hard. But, you know, you always have your phone on you, and you're going to check your messages because that little vibrate, man, it's like Pavlov's dogs. You know, you want to look at it as soon as you see it, which is what we talk about here on this podcast a lot, is that 98% open rate, those eyes are always going to be on that phone. And even if you did have an app, which you did, you know, they can use that in conjunction. So what it's doing is it's we're working as K-Launch in parallel to California Mortgage Bankers Association goals for the conference and for the registrants. And ultimately, everybody is happy because it's now looks as if that, hey, from all angles, the CMBA has me covered at this event. I'm going to know what's going on. I'm not going to have to think too hard about it, which is what the goal is for anybody and any organization that starts a conference and does it this way. So we had that set up. We did it for both conferences in person and then obviously the virtual one. But what Dustin is talking about, and you can expand on this a little bit, is we did have a little bit of a not an issue, but just a hurdle in the sense that you guys didn't necessarily want to pay for the texting up front the first time, which is okay, because that's something that we talk about all the time. But the sponsor coming on board paid for the text message, so it upgraded the event. Dustin and his organization was able to make some money on the text messaging, and then also increase the engagement factor and get people and give a sponsor kind of exposure that isn't necessarily... Talk about, when it comes to sponsorship benefit factor of this, how important. You mentioned that people said they were fighting for it, but beforehand, like before we actually... We needed to go find a sponsor.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, and not only do they get the benefit of getting these messages sent out with their, you know, logo on it and a link out to all the attendees during the event, but even before the event, we saw, I mean, it was funny, we were talking before we planned our first event, and I can't remember if it was you or somebody else on the team mentioned that, hey, we should send out some messages before the event as well. And I mean, it honestly hadn't even occurred to me. I had pictured this all as part of the, you know, in-event experience, but it really stretched out that event and allowed us to engage with the attendees before the conference. And for instance, we were able to tell them, hey, we've got a great app, download the app, you know, and send that through the text, send that link through the text message. Or tell them, hey, don't forget, we've got a, you know, the all attendee party that we're gonna have on the first night of the conference. It's got maybe a separate registration, or it's got a separate RSVP we need you to respond to. And I mean, to your point, you mentioned the open rate. I mean, it's, you know, far and above what you get out of even the best email marketing, social media marketing, anything else, any other touch point you have. Right now, text is the most effective way to touch people when you've got their number. So, and especially gotten their approval to opt in. And so they're bought in, they know it's coming. They, you know, we had very few opt-outs or unsubscribes throughout all three conferences, honestly.
You it's a great idea. Would you have been able to run this yourself?
Heck no. Yeah. Especially for a small to mid-sized organization or conference planning group that doesn't have a, you know, maybe even some of these associations, the smaller ones, don't even have dedicated full-time staff. They rely on outsourced association management firms to run their events even. And so they're even more strapped than your full-time staffers are. But we have five people at our association on staff. We have one event planner, myself, that handles all the marketing. And so we just, there's no way I could have added one more. And honestly, that was when you guys first approached me, that was one of my concerns was, I don't know if I had the bandwidth to do this. But I mean, you guys were great. And I mean, the biggest thing to me was the responsiveness. When I had an idea, or you guys had an idea, we were able to implement it, you know, if not real time, pretty darn close to real time, which makes all the difference in an in-person event.
Software doesn't solve problems, people do. So garbage in, garbage out. So if it's good stuff 100%. Going in, we're going to get good stuff coming out. And that's the key for K-Launch and what we do and why we love partnering with you. Well, you are also very engaged, and that's important for customers from our perspective. Is if you're engaged and you see the value in it, all of a sudden we're working as a team, and man, we're rolling pretty heavy. We're going hard at these events, and I know that our team was really excited at the response, or the opt-out rate being so low, which just shows that your members want this information. People want want information from the organizations they work with in the text message form, and we just help you provide it. So we were able to set this all up. You ended up selling the sponsorship, and then you came to us and said, hey, I already have a sponsor for the next two conferences. So let's write this up. Let's get going on the next two conferences. And now that was a little bit of a different than the virtual, in the sense that it was in person. So we had to work on timing a little bit differently, but in essentially it was the same thing. Do you think that the sponsorship dollars helped you create comparatively more revenue for the organization compared to maybe what you had to offer sponsors before?
Yeah, absolutely. It gives, so for instance, you know, we may have, the way we set up our conferences, and I think this isn't too unfamiliar for a lot of other associations and events, we have a, you know, base sponsorship, you know, like a, you know, call it platinum or titanium. And then you have different branding options you can take underneath that. So if you want to be like the keynote sponsor, or you want to be the lunch sponsor, or the, you know, you want to sponsor the lanyards, that's all, those are all exclusive, you know, one company per options. And then being able to add this one in there, that gives us an opportunity to sell one more platinum level sponsorship or titanium level sponsorship as well. So it absolutely brings an additional revenue to the association. And bottom line, when the attendees are happy and the sponsors are happy, they're coming back next year. And so it's really, for us and for any association, it's a long-term play with these sponsors that you want. You don't want just a sponsor who's going to come in 1 year and then, you know, bounce or, you know, maybe not have a great experience, because they're going to have marketing dollars next year. And if they don't spend it with you, they're going to spend it somewhere else.
Was there an ROI for your sponsors in your mind when you talked to them about texting, when they sponsored the text?
You know, it's interesting. For some of them, they did have sort of a more specific ROI in mind. But for a lot of, I'd say for two out of the three that we did this year, it was more just brand awareness. We had one company that they were celebrating their 50th anniversary. So this was the perfect opportunity for them to kind of let everyone in their industry know. I mean, it's kind of they're in the commercial real estate finance industry. Slack Capital, man, so what's the other name? They're having their 50th anniversary this year. And I think it really, you know, was a benefit to them to let everyone know over and over again throughout the conference, before the conference, even at the end of the conference when we said goodbye and we got one more text out to all the attendees. Everyone knows now that Slack Capital is having their 50th anniversary this year, which, you know, from their marketing perspective, that's the goal and mission accomplished.
Yeah. And we were happy to do it. I mean, it seems simple. And texting can be simple, but to be able to set it up and time it out, like that's the expertise. So we're happy that it worked out as well as it did. We're happy to do it again next year. It makes a lot of sense for everybody.
Oh, it's coming back next year. Yeah, so, no doubt about it. Well, I didn't say too. I mean, I think one thing that people listening should note is that, I mean, one of our biggest concerns going in was that, you know, is our industry, is there going to be pushback on getting texts? Are they going to feel like they're getting spammed? Are they going to, you know, and our industry, the mortgage banking industry, is, you know, not exactly known for being, you know, on the cutting edge of change. I mean, these are folks that like things the way they are. And when it comes to the events and stuff like that, they certainly are not the first ones to jump into the deep end of the pool. And so I was concerned about that, to be honest. But after the first three events, and all of our audiences now had a chance to experience it, I've heard nothing but, you know, great response. And honestly, I had people coming up to me at these conferences that if I had to pick out the individual that would not like getting text messages, it would have been this person. They come up to me and say, they were the one of the ones that comes up and says, hey, this is great. I didn't have to think about it. They saw it as I'm getting the agenda texted to me in real time about where I'm supposed to go. It's almost like having an assistant, you know, your staff assistant there right next to you to point you in the right direction for the next session. So they loved it.
That's great. And now that you have those opt-ins, you have all those people in, we don't just throw them away. Herein lies the value of what we do, where it's kind of outside the box thinking planning, is those people are opted in. So those members, those individual members, because, you know, we talked about 300 company members, but people who actually attend the conferences are actual members of those companies that are your members. So therefore you need those specific data points, AKA their cell phones and their names, in order to communicate with them for networking event or activation outside of the conferences in California. Hey, we need you in Sacramento because we have a big bill and we really need a show up of anybody who is interested in this issue. Please write or call your legislator now so that you can help us get this across the line, so you can actually activate everybody who is part of that event in another way throughout the year. So it's constant communication, and hell, you can sell that sponsorship on that too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And a fair amount of the folks who attend our conferences are not members. So even, you know, membership drives and getting these folks, as you put it, we've got their information. We've got their sign off to contact in this way. And we'll be absolutely reaching out to them to, you know, encourage them to join. I mean, they had a great conference experience. Support the association now through membership.
Now it's a better communication throughout the year and not just one event. So, Dustin, what would you say to somebody I've been speaking to other mortgage bankers associations across the country. I've also, talked to other organizations or people running event-based kind of texting campaigns with us. What would you say is the biggest selling point in your mind on why you need to be doing this or they need to be doing this?
I'd say additional sponsorship revenue and the conference experience for your attendees. It makes it the ability to contact and stay. I mean, every association has, every event has this issue. How do I stay in touch with my attendee and how do I get them to go where I want them to go? Because at every event, and especially in the mortgage industry, when people come to these conferences, they are there, yes, to go to your sessions, yes, to go to your receptions and lunches and all that, but they are also there to get deals done. And they are going to be spending the bulk of their time in meetings with their clients and prospects to get deals done. And so you are fighting that competition to get their eyeballs and get their butts in seats where you want them. And so, you know, any opportunity you have to further communicate that with them and give them one more reason to attend your session or your lunch or your reception, that's a win-win. And that makes all the other sponsors happy too. If the reception hall is full of people at the end, the other sponsors don't care how they got there. So, I mean, you care and you're the winner then.
Is it weird that we haven't thought about this in the last couple of years? Like, it's just like kind of like, oh yeah, this kind of always
made
sense, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone is, you know, so, well, I mean, being on the cutting edge of, communication changes and how we reach people, it is interesting because it's one of those things where in some ways, again, just, you know, in my own personal thing, I was kind of skeptical in the sense that, I mean, people are going to feel like they're being spammed, but they weren't. And the way that it was sent out, I think it didn't come across as spammy. We weren't selling a product. You're already registered for the conference. You want this information. So it's not, data or information. You're not getting something, you're not getting a spam from, you know, to buy, you know, frozen lasagna or tires. I mean, this is something you want and you're already bought. So it's definitely relevant information. I think that makes all the difference when it comes to, you know, whether any type of communication, whether it's email, social, or over text.
78% of people would welcome a text message from a brand that they work with. If you're at a conference and they're texting you, you're not going to be upset that they're doing that because it's going to be an important reason why. Are there any other points in your mind that you'd like to cover to make sure that our listeners know? Obviously we can hear that you're happy about it, and we're excited to keep going with you and the other mortgage in California Mortgage Bankers Association. But are there other points that you'd like to hit?
Yeah, I would say just, you know, from the small to mid-sized association, I know listening to this, you might be worried that how can I bandwidth-wise, you know, take on one more project? How can I do this? Trust me, it is easier than you think. It's easier even than Joe's making it out to be. His team is fantastic, takes care of 99% of the story. So I just basically have to oversee some of the copy and help his team. But honestly, by the time we got to our third event, your team understands our industry now. They understand the language that we speak, and you know, the speed with which you picked that up, your team picked that up, was amazing to me and really made the difference. And so I didn't feel like I had to babysit every single text, and you guys were on top of it, and that made my life easier, made my job easier, and then made everyone come up to me and say, how did you do that? And I'm like, well, you know what? I'd love to take 100% of credit, but I can't.
Well, that's awesome. And you probably told them to text K-Launch to 55433 like I do every 100%. Episode here.
100%.
So if they're interested, if you're interested, if you want to learn more, just text me, Joe, at 55433, or text K-Launch at 55433, and we'll get connected with you. Dustin, it's great to see you, man. And thanks for joining me on the podcast. It's been a wonderful experience with the CMBA, and we always wish you guys nothing but the best, but we'll be seeing you again.
Absolutely. Thanks, Joe.
All right, everybody. Well, that was the Electrify Your Message podcast, again, with the California Mortgage Bankers Association. You can always go to klaunch.io to check us out, and I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Hey, thanks for listening to the Electrify Your Message podcast. And if you want to learn more about what our team at K-Launch can do for you, simply text K-Launch to 55433. We look forward to hearing from you. Enjoy your day, and we'll see you next time.